From an old TV show to traveling roadshow, the current day Jubilee brings their troupe to Christmas. Christmas Jubilee is here today.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes, memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
They're back, and they're back with bells on. It's Jubilee Christmas, and I think since the last time I was talking to you guys, I think we talked on the very first recording that Jubilee did. And now there's been a second standard recording. Has there been three standards? Gerald holding up three. There's been three standard recordings, and now the fourth is this Christmas project. Michael Booth is with me. Ronnie Booth is here. Scott Fowler and Gerald Wolfe. Of course, the explanation is that Jubilee is Greater Vision, Legacy 5, and the Booth Brothers. And a novelty, it might be, but this thing hasn't worn out yet. What do you attribute that to, Michael?
Well, I think it goes back to the original idea Scott Fowler had when he read commentary on what people prefer in a recording. Would you like to hear all of your one group or songs of your favorite groups compiled together? I think the same thing goes for a live concert. So we just put them together, and it's been going extremely well, having a ball. And for each of us, feels like a night off. It's so easy to get along, and program goes so well. It's fun and easy for us. People love it.
So Jubilee doesn't travel together all the time. Obviously, you guys have your own separate dates. But when it came to Christmas, and that's what we're focusing on here this time around, I mistakenly called Mark Lowry Mr. Christmas one year. We did a Christmas special with him because he wrote Mary, Did You Know? And that's a huge Christmas standard now. But I think you guys really have Mr. Christmas when it comes to Gerald Wolfe. Is that true? So, Gerald, how involved were you versus the other guys in dictating how much orchestra, how much of that wall of sound, Christmas, how much of the traditional stuff you brought into it?
Honestly, since it's really a joint venture, since everybody has to get their checkbooks out, everybody has a lot of say in what goes on. As far, you know, when you're talking about putting on, if you want to make a really good Christmas album, you've got to have a little bit of a budget to bring in some live strings and things that make it sound like Christmas. And so these guys are really easy to work with on that. And then, you know, I've got an almost limitless supply of Christmas music. And then when you got good writers around, like Jim Brady and Rodney and Chris, I mean, they just crank them out. So we just told them we needed a theme song that could integrate the Jubilee idea into a Christmas theme. Man, they were right on it, and it came up with the title cut, and it was real easy. You know, Christmas is easy for me anyway because I celebrate it year-round. Honestly, my trees went up in August this year. That's the truth. And so anytime you say Christmas, count me in. I'm ready.
And with Christmas brings a lot of maybe out-of-the-ordinary production themes when it comes to actually doing concerts. And, you're doing concerts pretty much in December, right?
Just in December, yeah.
Why the snow? Why the lights? Why all the effects this time of the year? Is it because people expect it, or is it just because you like it, Gerald?
Both. People do expect it. And, you know, this has never been done, as far as we know. In our genre, there's never been three groups in our traditional gospel music genre that have gotten together and done an actual Christmas program where the whole thing is Christmas. Normally when we're together, we'll each do a set, you know, of 20, 30, 40 minutes, and then we come back on the second half and do the Jubilee thing. This tour is totally different. The entire program is Christmas. So every song you hear at the Jubilee Christmas event will be a sure enough Christmas song.
Scott Fowler, how have the groups grown through this? I mean, you start off, when we talked four albums ago and you guys had just put this first one out, you guys obviously know each other and work together in other venues and other scenes, I guess, or capacities. So as you've grown through this, you feel like the groups have grown closer together? I mean, you've been through a lot more decisions, a lot more, maybe, hopefully not flop dates, but a lot more learning curves and growing pains. And now you're at a place where it's just like you're reconnecting with old friends, huh?
I mean, that's really right. I mean, we were all friends before this whole concept came to be, and we'll be friends after it's over and it's run its course. But I mean, as Michael said, it's just fun. It's fun to do. Our music that we sing on a nightly basis is already fun. We already enjoy it. And to get to do it a few times a year with your, honestly, with your best friends in this music is just more fun. I mean, it really is an easy night for us because I after the first concert, I told the guys, I said, honestly, I would buy a ticket to come hear this. I mean, and be on stage and participate, I would still buy a ticket to hear it because, it, I mean, it really is that good. And it's that fun. And honestly, the thing that I remember, the thing that drew me so much about my first experience when I heard the Cathedrals was the camaraderie, you know, and just the fun they had with each other. And good grief, you couldn't, in the audience, you couldn't help but have fun and get a kick out of watching those guys have fun with each other. And honestly, man, it's like a bunch of kids at Christmas time up there, and we're just having a great time. And you know, we're always pulling jokes on each other and trying to make each other laugh. And Michael will look at me and say, "What's my words to, you know, Oh Holy Night?" And I'll say, you know, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound." And you know, I mean, we just have a great time. It's a lot of fun. And so to get to do this once a year with your best buddies. And Christmas music is the best music, you know, in the world. So we have a great time.
It's very contagious, and that what you're talking about, and I think it would play off very well from the stage point of view. The live is obviously different from the recording that we're listening to today. What would you say is the most fun? I mean, is it Michael not remembering every single word, and so then you roll with that?
Well, you know, Gerald's real good about sending emails out and, you know, getting us to learn, telling everybody to learn this, be prepared for that, and then and some of us, some of the people open them and read them, you know, and I don't want the ones who don't to be alone, so I try to help with that, and so often I'm not quite aware of what's going on, but it seems that the people enjoy that a little better than when I'm prepared, so I'm just doing my part.
Well, I'm glad you got the memo and made it to the interview.
Yeah, I just got it, too. They sent me a text and, "What interview?"
Gerald sent you an email about it last week. So.
Don't tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Don't tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Down in a the humble Christ was born and brought us God's salvation, that blessed Christmas morn.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends Jubilee Christmas with the Booth Brothers, Greater Vision, and Legacy 5.
When you think of Christmas music, secular or sacred, you think of very identifiable voices, right? I mean, you've got some standard voices in music. You've got Bing, Perry, even Bublé comes to mind nowadays, right? And so you've got, and it's a certain sound. And when we look at this group, there's a bunch of talent, but one guy stands out, and that's Ronnie Booth, who is sitting with us here with the Booth Brothers. Ronnie, when you bring the smoothness to Christmas, I can't imagine what the audience reaction is, because it kind of matches up with some of those other classics I just mentioned.
Well, I was always drawn to the singers such as Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby, a lot of the classics, for whatever reason, I gravitated toward that, and it seemed like you really hear a lot of that sound during the Christmas season, and I love singing them, the Christmas song, we're doing a fun thing that actually Scott Fowler sent to us, and it's got an Elvis feel to it,
yeah.
So. The people have to really see it. It's fun to listen to on the CD, but you got to come to the concert to really see what happens.
Appealing to young and old Christmas music does that. Are you finding that children, and I'll turn to Gerald on this one, are children, you think they're more responsive this time of the year and to these concerts with Jubilee?
Yeah, I think everybody is. And we've encouraged people to buy tickets and give them as gifts to people that they know in their family or friends that will not go to church or would not go to a typical gospel concert. But they'll come to this. And the first concert we did, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which was sold out, we noticed that even on the front row, there were kids there. So it opens it up. It opens up this music to a whole new audience. And if they come to this event and fall in love with it, then the next time the Booth Brothers are in town or Legacy Five's in town or Greater Vision, They'll consider coming again, even though they may not be fans of gospel music. They'll consider coming again if they have a good time tonight, and they will.
Jubilee Christmas on Daniel Britt and Friends. Right now, this features Ronnie Booth.
Everybody's gathering round that Christmas tree. Laughing and talking and singing so merrily. There's pumpkin pie and toys. Happy girls and boys. Christmas meant to me is the birthday of the one who makes the blind to see. He purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. I'm celebrating Jesus. That's what Christmas means to me. Hear those sleigh bells jingling down the lane.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's Jubilee Christmas.
and that is Greater Vision, Legacy 5 and the Booth Brothers. My guests are Gerald Wolf of Greater Vision, Scott Fowler of Legacy 5, and brothers Michael and Ronnie Booth of the Booth Brothers. Right now, this features Gus Scacious, tenor for Legacy 5 on the Christmas Standard, Silent Night. Jubilee Christmas is here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Talking to Jubilee, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. That's Gerald Wolf of Greater Vision, Michael and Ronnie Booth of the Booth Brothers, and Scott Fowler of Legacy 5. And you guys are ambassadors for gospel music 365 days a year. But something that Gerald said a moment ago kind of made me think, at Christmas time, you've got an audience that may be more tuned in to, or more receptive, more open. You got more children maybe involved, and so there's a different maybe generation even that's listening. And so when you're looking out into an audience, Scott, do you think that it's like you're reading an instant meter? You can tell as soon as ADD kicks in, or as soon as they have a question like, I've never heard that before. And then that kind of gives you a drive to let's wow them again, or let's show them what Christmas really is about.
Well, I mean, truly, you think about it, for Christianity, Christmas, as we call it in the secular world, that's where it all started.
Yeah.
I mean, that is where Christianity started, with the birth of our Savior. And so it really is, that to use a cliche from another song, it is really the most wonderful time of year when you think about it, because it is the genesis of Christianity, where it all started. And so I think people, you know, get that and they relate to it. And I honestly think people leave saying, you know what, whoever made the rule that said we have to wait until December to sing this kind of music and to celebrate like this? I mean, Christmas music is great, but why should it just be for December? You know, why can't we celebrate the birth and sing this great music all year long? But since we only sing it once a year, I think that's the appeal for people, man. This is the one time a year. And with this particular combination, with this particular kind of music, it's a very small window of time when we have the opportunity just like this to say what we say during these Christmas concerts.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save the world from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Bethlehem in Judah this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, to which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Reminiscent of that classic Cathedrals a cappella project, that was Jubilee, Greater Vision, Legacy 5, and the Booth Brothers. From Christmas Jubilee now, here's Jim Brady. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Like years gone by, he took the time to tell it once again. Children hung on every line as Grandpa shared with them. No tales of snow or mistletoe were told on Christmas Eve, but precious truths filled up the room, the things that we have changed so many things about the holidays. The kids are grown and Grandpa's gone. Oh, how we miss those days. But there's
Christmas Jubilee on Daniel Britt and Friends. My guests are Gerald Wolf, Scott Fowler, Michael, and Ronnie Booth.
As you think of Christmas, Christmases past, I know you probably do this every year at Christmas time. You have to think about your memories, and it probably comes naturally, but then you get questions like what I'm about to ask. What have you brought from your childhood that maybe you've tried to... It was such a magical moment for you as a kid that you wanted to have that for your children. And so you tried to recreate it. And sometimes it works the same way and they catch on and it becomes a tradition that sticks. And sometimes that was just your tradition and it's got to die here because it just didn't work.
Well, I think overall, I remember Dr. Dobson saying, let a child be a child. Don't push him to grow up too fast. And I saw my little five-year-old just staring at the tree. It was lit up and the lights were off in the rest of the house except for the tree. And he just sat on the side of the couch and just stared at it. And those memories are so sweet to the point when you get older, they're almost, you can feel them within yourself. And sometimes they're so sweet and precious. I just want that atmosphere to remain as it did for me as a child. And my grandparents and parents were very good about making sure that I understood this is about Christ and his birth. Now, as much as a child could appreciate such a thing at the time, you know, you hear it later on, you understand it. So we let the kids be kids, let them have fun, remind them what it's about, and then one day it'll really mean something to them.
You find that true? Ronnie, you grew up in the same house as this guy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had a lot of fun. And what I loved about Christmas was because I knew that we were either going to Wayne, West Virginia, to Mama and Papa's house, or we were going to Detroit to see Nanny and Papa. One of the two. We were going on vacation. And, buddy, when we were there, it was just the atmosphere of we were blessed to grow up in a godly home and to have godly grandparents. And that's the word that I choose to use is atmosphere. And that's what I'm trying to create and have tried to create for my sons and now my granddaughter, that it really is. This is what Christ brings. He brings hope. He brings joy. He brings peace. And that's what I felt even as a child. And I couldn't necessarily clearly articulate that back then, but that's what it was.
Some can say that old-fashionedness is always good. Then you've got some people who say, well, you can take some good from the old days, but maybe it wasn't all as good as they let on for it to be. They swept a lot under the rug. Gerald, what would you say about Christmas traditions. Is there something important about families pulling together and putting down some roots in some places, driving a stake in the ground and saying, you know what, for our family, this is what we do on Christmas, so let's not muddy the waters there?
Absolutely. It's very important to have traditions when it comes to Christmas, but when it comes to life in general, because they are mile markers. They are stacks of stones in the roads that we can go back to remind us of the faithfulness of God. I'm telling you, especially now, we are trying our best with our children. I can speak for all these guys to build strong foundations of traditions in our family around Christmas time, but just around everything we do in general. We want them to feel a part of what we do because we're gone a lot, and we want them to know that there's a reason for this. So we build these traditions because, honestly, Daniel, you know, those old things that we talk about that, honestly, when we were experiencing them, were not all that great, but are now precious to us. I think our children are going to have those same experiences. And someday, as time goes on here, we're going to find them drawn back to these traditions that we are planting in them. It might seem hokey at times, but they're going to come back to them just like we do. And it's just that way, not only at Christmas time, like I say, but all year long, we got to build those kind of things into our child's lives.
Gerald Wolf on a Christmas Jubilee here on Daniel Britt and Friends, talking with Gerald, Scott Fowler of Legacy 5, and Ronnie and Michael Booth of the Booth Brothers. Right now, here's Chris Ullman.
Call it what you may, just a winter holiday, or a season filled with fun and fantasy. Call it anything you wish, but December 25th will always be Christmas to me. It will always be Christmas to me. It will always be Christmas. This one sacred day will forever stay, the birth of my Savior and King. It will always be Christmas to me. When I see the lights, I still think about the night when a wondrous star shone over Bethlehem. In the children's caroling, I still hear the angels sing, announcing Christ is born once again. It will always be Christmas. It will always be Christmas to me. This one sacred day will forever stay, the birth of my Savior and King. It will always be Christmas. Every time I say Merry Christmas, those words mean so much more, for they help me to remember what this celebration is for. Savior and King.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends. Merry Christmas. And with Christmas Jubilee being our focus, let's go now to the pianists of the group, Trey Ivey of Legacy 5 and Gerald Wolf of Greater Vision.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, it's Jubilee Christmas with Gerald Wolf of Greater Vision, Ronnie and Michael Booth of the Booth Brothers, and Scott Fowler of Legacy 5. And a few minutes ago, we were talking about traditions that we've carried into our kids' lives or in our family's lives. We try to establish and keep going from generation. Scott, do you have any that comes to your mind from your childhood that's still being executed today?
Honestly, what my experience has been and what I'm realizing is happening to me even now is when I look back, I have great childhood memories revolving around Christmas, just like all these guys have. One of the constant themes that I think meant a lot to me, and I didn't realize it at the time, was slowing down. And it was a simple time. My dad was a bivocational pastor, so he was very, very busy. He pastored a church. He worked a full-time job. My mom had a job. The kids went to school. Life was very, very, very busy. For us today, life is very, very, very busy. And I am determined to keep Christmas in my home like Christmas was for me in my childhood. We would leave and we would go to our grandparents' house as well. Mm-hmm. And nobody worked. Nobody talked on the phone. Nobody was busy. We wasted time
together.
And it was wonderful. And so we all take time off now. You know, Legacy 5 takes 2 or 3 weeks off for Christmas. And I'm telling you, I don't do anything. I hang out with the kids. I help bake cookies. And it's going to be a time where we all slow down and enjoy one another uninterrupted. So, Michael, stop calling me, asking me to buy your lunch at Cracker Barrel. I'm not going to do it.
Just send me the money you would have spent, and they'll call it even. Right?
I remember Les Beasley, the Florida Boys, there was a cut of I'll Be Home for Christmas. And he would say, you know, we missed a whole lot of special dates, ball games, graduations, birthdays, anniversaries, being on the road as a quartet. But Christmas is one of those that, you know, when Christmas comes, everything kind of shuts down, and everybody's able, hopefully, to be with their families. Greater Vision travels a lot, but Mr. Christmas over here, I imagine, How soon do you shut her down and park the bus for the season, typically?
Christmas is not negotiable, Daniel. And for 22 years, actually for 32 years, as long as I've been on the road, we have not traveled past the first weekend in December for specific purpose. That's the time when my family knows the phone goes off, no emails will be answered. These 3 weeks are yours. You tell me what you want to do, and that's what we're going to do. This year is the only exception in 32 years because when these guys said that, you know, they were willing to do some Christmas concerts, none of us had ever done any Christmas concerts. I said, you know what? I talked to my family, and they said, man, yeah, I'll do it, and we'll just take an extra week in January and be home. And so here we are on the road now for the first 10 or 11 days of the month of December, never before in our history, but we're enjoying it, and the people seem to be enjoying it too, and I'm glad we're doing it.
The trees are decorated and a wreath is on the door. We've all anticipated what the season has in store.
Children of all ages have been counting down the days.
It's finally here, it's time to celebrate. Let's gather round and sing the songs of Christmas. Celebrate the hope of peace and joy. Enjoy the comfort of familiar faces. It's that time of year we've all been waiting for. Forget about your trouble and your sorrow. Sit back and just enjoy the harmony. We'll talk about the Lord and the blessing that's in store when we gather for a Christmas jubilee.
Sing along, there's room for everyone.
We'll sing the songs we've come to love. The fun has just begun.
All because a baby boy was born that holy night
and gave the world heaven's gift of life.
Let's gather around and sing the songs of Christmas. Let's celebrate the hope of peace and joy. Enjoy the comfort of familiar faces. It's that time of year we've all been waiting for.
Christmas Jubilee is Greater Vision, the Booth Brothers, and Legacy 5. I'm Daniel Britt. This is Daniel Britt and Friends. My guests today are Michael and Ronnie Booth, Scott Fowler, and Gerald Wolfe.
For people who haven't established like hard traditions of maybe getting, maybe they don't have much family, and so they're looking for somebody to affirm and say, yeah, we've done that too. You ever do destination holidays? Outside of family, like have you ever gone to Hawaii or gone to the beach or gone to Disney World or gone anywhere for a holiday as big as Christmas?
You mean on Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, heavens no. No. Got to be at home, man. We got to be there on Christmas Eve. And I mean, that's the – no. I would never – I don't know what these guys
– No, I want to be by my fireplace, man, you know, and – with the families, you know, as Gerald said, we're on the road throughout the year, but this is too precious a time, and you can't replace time.
I usually am at Cracker Barrel with Michael. No, man, I'm with these guys on that, man. That's, I love Gerald's term, non-negotiable. I mean, that's just a if you will, a sacred time for us and for our families. And as Ronnie said, we're on the road so much, lots of times the last thing we want to do is get in a car and travel somewhere. And so we stay at home. I mean, we take turns with my wife's parents and my parents, and we try to, you know, like everybody, we try to divide that up. And so sometimes we're in Colorado with my in-laws. They have a home up in the mountains, and that's always a lot of fun because there's a lot of snow and lots of winter things to do. But if we're traveling, if we're going somewhere, we're going with family to be in a home with our family. You were talking about the good old days, and Gerald said they're not weren't necessarily as good as we thought they were at the time. I love the great traditions. I love the old-fashioned things. I love the fireplace. But I want the fireplace to be supplemented by a furnace. So I like it in the 21st century.
On the first day of Christmas, my good friend gave to me a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. On the second day of Christmas, my good friend gave to me
two Chick-fil-A gift cards
and a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. On the third day of Christmas, my good friend gave to me three pair of boots,
two Chick-fil-A gift cards,
and a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. On the fourth day of Christmas, my good friend gave to me four matching suits, three pair of boots,
two Chick-fil-A gift cards,
and a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. On the fifth day of Christmas, my good friend gave to me five bad toupees, four matching suits, three pair of boots,
two Chick-fil-A gift cards,
and a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. On the sixth day of Christmas, my good friend gave to me
six nasty fruitcakes,
five bad toupees, four matching suits, three pair of boots,
two Chick-fil-A gift cards,
and a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. On the seventh day of Christmas, my good friend gave to me
seven packs of Rolaids,
six nasty fruitcakes,
five bad toupees, four matching suits, three pair of boots,
two Chick-fil-A gift cards,
and a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. On the eighth day of Christmas, my good friend gave to me
eight late-night burgers,
seven packs of Rolaids,
six nasty fruitcakes,
five bad toupees, four matching suits, three pair of boots,
two Chick-fil-A gift cards,
and a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. On the ninth day of Christmas, my good friend gave to me
nine CD specials,
eight late-night burgers,
seven packs of Rolaids,
six nasty fruitcakes,
five bad toupees, four matching suits, three pair of boots,
two Chick-fil-A gift cards,
and a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. Christmas, my good friend gave to me 10 redback hymnals,
9 CD specials,
8 late night burgers,
7 packs of Rolaids,
6 nasty fruitcakes,
5 bad toupees, 4 matching suits, 3 pair of boots,
2 Chick-fil-A gift cards,
and a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. On the 11th day of Christmas, my good friend gave to me 11 ugly neckties,
10 redback hymnals,
9 CD specials,
8 late-night burgers,
7 packs of Rolaids,
6 nasty fruitcake,
5 bad toupees, 4 matching suits, 3 pair of boots,
2 Chick-fil-A gift cards,
and a ticket to the Christmas Jubilee. My good friend gave to me
12 truck stop showers,
11 ugly neckties,
10 redback hymnals,
9 CD specials,
8 late night burgers,
7 packs of Rolaids.
I've had it with these fruitcakes.
Fly back to Pace.
Four matching suits, three pair of boots,
two Chick-fil-A gift cards,
and a ticket to the Christmas
Christmas Jubilee here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends with Greater Vision, the Booth Brothers, and Legacy 5.
Well, we've been all real warm and fuzzy Christmas talk here. Is there anybody, and the whole bunch of guys is not with us, so we can talk about them. Is there anybody in the bunch who might be the closest to Scrooge when it comes to Christmas, and you guys have elbowed a few times to get them in the spirit?
Not on our bus.
Greater Vision, Legacy 5, Booth Brothers.
Maybe Landon Bean, the promoter. Oh, I'm sorry. not on our bus. Everybody really looks forward to this time of year. And going back to what Scott said earlier as far as being home, it's one of the only times of the year we can really be off when we're off. Because like Gerald said, we can turn the whole genre, field, people that we promoters and booking agents and banks, everybody knows that everybody has their time. So just for that alone, everybody's looking forward to that.
Yeah. And then on a serious note, we've got at Christmas time, whatever feelings that you have throughout the year seems to be magnified. So if you're lonely throughout the year at Christmas, you probably feel more lonely. If you're hurt, more hurt. How do you think the music that Jubilee has put together can help put a smile on a face and remind them they're not alone?
It goes back to the gospel. Was it Peter said, where else am I going to go to find the words of eternal life? And so it's all throughout our music throughout the year and certainly focused on Christ and Him coming to give us hope and peace. And I used to think that a concert could be something that would change a person's life forever, and I want that to happen. But it also might just be an event that will help them get through a few more days till God sends someone else to help them get through a few more days. So at the very least, we want people to come and give them hope and peace and help for a few more days. At best, they might change their life forever.
Join the triumph of the skies.
We've been listening to Jubilee Christmas, and it's available at all three websites from all three artists, Legacy 5, Greater Vision, and the Booth Brothers. So let's get the websites out, and I got one more question before we say good night and Merry Christmas to all. So, Scott, you lead the way.
Legacy 5, LegacyFive.com.
Booth Brothers, B-O-O-T-H, Brothers, spelled all the way out, .com.
And Greater Vision Music, spelled exactly like it sounds, .com.
Does anybody offer a special one over the other if they come shop with, no. Okay, they're all equal, huh?
It's going to be $15 no matter where you buy it.
That's right.
And it's not available on iTunes, only on our websites this season.
Okay, last question. You got all your family beside you. It's Christmas Eve or Christmas night. The snow is falling. The temperature inside is perfect. And you got a furnace for backup for Scott. And the fire is crackling. And the Christmas specials are on TV. And the music is just right in the background, not too loud. Everything's perfect.
Yeah.
And you say, all right, honey, give me the fork and bring it to me. What would that dish be that just would complete Christmas if... You cannot have Christmas without this particular specialty from the kitchen.
For me, it's homemade fudge, and you don't need a fork.
Pumpkin pie.
First of all, I would say if it pleases the queen, may I have? You know, I don't. No, I love, my grandmother used to make chocolate pie and crinkle cookies, so if I could have those. And some of my dad's diabetic stuff, that would be great. Yeah.
I'll have to ditto that. Oh, my goodness. Nanny's chocolate pie and those crinkle cookies, cake. Man. Woo! It just don't get any better.
Now, what are crinkle cookies?
That's a good question. They're chocolate cookies with white powder on them.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you the ingredients. And so all I know is it's rich.
That's good, too.
It's rich.
Well, the music's been fun. You guys have been great to talk with us. And so Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Daniel.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.